is up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast mini with this is Pastor Aaron coming at you guys here. Super excited about bringing you guys this podcast today, because today I'm gonna just share some cool stuff that's been happening with you guys. It's going to be really good. It won't take too long. Just want to first off say thank you guys for tuning in wherever you're listening. We really, really appreciate it. I hope you guys are enjoying these little podcast minis that we're doing. And then what I want to do today right now is I want to just for a second talk to you guys about something that has been really cool that's been happening in my life recently. So if you guys don't know, I am a big outdoorsman. I love to fish. I love to hunt. I love to camp, be out in the woods, out on the lake. Literally just this morning, I was out turkey hunting, listening to gobblers. It was a lot of fun. And a couple weeks ago, I was out with one of my buddies, Jason. You guys might know him. He's on staff at the church. He's been on the podcast a few times. And me and Jason were out fishing for bass, and we had one of the best days largemouth bass fishing that I've ever had. And we caught combined our best five fish were 21.5 was our best five, which is incredible for Michigan up here this time. Like largemouth, it was amazing, massive bag of fish. And but it's not really the whole point of what I want to talk about today. What was happening, or what happened the next day after that, was I was with Jason again, and we were just kind of reminiscing, talking about, man, that was a big fish, you know, high five. Like, it was awesome. And then Jason, he said something to me that I thought was really, really cool. He said, you know, on the way home, I was praying, and I said, Lord, make me as good at fishing for men, or as successful. He said, Lord, make me as successful at fishing for men as I was at fishing for fish today. And I thought, man, that's a great perspective and a great, great thought to have. And I've been studying out for a message. Actually, I'm going to preach at Ignited tomorrow. Because in Ignited, if you're an Ignited student and teenager, you know we've been talking about how our God is indestructible. We serve an indestructible God. There's only one truly indestructible thing, and it's the life of Jesus. Nothing else is truly indestructible. And we can read that in the book of Hebrews. That word indestructible is only actually used one time in the entire Bible, and it's to describe Jesus, which is super cool. We've been doing a whole series, whole study on it. It's been awesome. But one of the things that I started realizing as I'm studying out the indestructible nature of God and what he's called us to do because of that, is that God has not called us to be live life on the defense. God hasn't called us to kind of just sit back and live this life of not being bad per se, or just not sinning. God hasn't called us just to stop sinning or from a life of sin, but he's called us to join with him and be a part of this indestructible life, to be a part of the kingdom of God. And actually, Jesus said in Matthew, I believe it's in Matthew 16, it might be 18. Matthew 16, Jesus is calling his disciples, which at the time was just that group of 12, but I believe it applies to us as the church now. He was asking them a critical question, and he said, who do you say that I am? And of course, Peter responds and says, you're the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus says, you know, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. He said, I'm going to call you Peter, for on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. So as I'm studying this out, I'm realizing that God, because of his indestructible nature, is calling us to live not just a life not of sin, but to live an offensive life, to live a life to advance the kingdom of God. And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about this awesome day of fishing that me and Jason had, and this prayer that Jason had prayed. And in the middle of that, or just this study, I found myself in a situation this past weekend where I was out on my kayak, and I was out fishing. I was by myself. I was out fishing, and I was pulling up to the shore. I was getting ready to be done. I hadn't had a really good day. I just caught a couple pike, and I had just been out for about an hour. I'm pulling up to the shore, and there was a guy out fishing, and instantly I had that thought, that same thought that Jason had prayed, and he said, you know, I said, Lord, help me to be as productive at fishing for men as I was at fishing. And so I pull up to the shore, and I see this guy, and I just felt in my spirit, I was like, all right, God is indestructible. He's called me to live not a defensive life, but an offensive life. I need to be out there. I need to be advancing the kingdom of God. Here it goes. And so I pull up to the shore, and I strike up a conversation with this guy. And if you've ever had a conversation with somebody, like it's with someone about doing something that you're both doing at the time, it's easy, right? It's easy to strike up that conversation. Maybe you're at the gym, and you strike up a conversation with somebody, and you make a comment about how super strong they are, how big they are. You know, like, man, your biceps are massive, dude. What are you doing right? Or, you know, whatever that thing is. And so for me, we just struck up a conversation about fishing, asked if he was catching anything, asked him what he likes to fish for. And we had this conversation, and it started kind of led to about fishing. And then I just kind of steered it towards the Lord, and I asked him how, I think I asked him if he went to church anywhere. I think that's kind of how we started that. And he started just to open up and poured out kind of his heart to me, and started talking to me about some things that have been going on. And, you know, he said, you know, I'm a Christian, and I used to be really involved in my church, but I'll be honest, over the past 3 years, I haven't been so involved in my church, and I haven't really been a part of my church lately. And he said, I just moved out here, so I moved farther away from my church, and I haven't been connected to it. I need to get back connected to it. And started telling me some really rough things that had happened to him over the past 3 years. And I just got to encourage this guy, really share the love of Jesus. And I was getting ready to, you know, I was prepared to share the gospel, ready to let him know what Jesus had done. He already knew everything Jesus had done for him, but he was just feeling down. He was just feeling a little bit discouraged. And so I had an opportunity just to encourage him, to share how much Jesus loves him, to encourage him to get back to church, to be a part of a community, how important that is, to build up his faith. And that's one of the things that's so cool that happens when you're living life on the offense for the kingdom of God, when you're living life knowing that the indestructible power of God is inside of you. It gives you the opportunity to have these super cool, what I'm going to call kingdom of God moments, where you can just encourage somebody. I had never met this guy before, didn't know him from Adam, had no idea what was going on in his life. And all of a sudden, we just get to sit on the lakeshore for about 30 minutes and just talk and encourage and speak life into each other and really pour into this guy. And that's what can happen when you are constantly looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. You know, I was out fishing. I could have just pulled my kayak up, gave him a little fisherman's wave, you know, that head nod and couple fingers up, hey, how you doing, and moved on, loaded my boat up, loaded my kayak up, and left. But I was looking for an opportunity to invite somebody to church, looking for an opportunity to share the gospel, looking for an opportunity to be an offensive part of the kingdom of God. And because of that, I had this opportunity not just to invite someone to church, but to really share and encourage this guy. And I felt like really his spirits were lifted at the end of that conversation, and honestly so were mine. And that's one of the things that's so cool about being a part of the kingdom. And I just wanted to encourage you guys today. I want to just encourage you to be on the lookout. God hasn't called us to be just to live on the defense, just to like hide in the cave and just say, all right, I'm gonna not be a part of the world. I'm gonna not do bad things. I'm gonna not sin, and that's gonna be good enough. God has called us to go out, to be fishers of men, to be encouraging, to challenge people, to encourage people, and really to be an offensive part of the kingdom of God. And I hope that encourages somebody out there today to be constantly looking for an opportunity to do some kingdom work. Man, it's been so good sharing with you guys. I hope that encouraged you guys out there. Just want to remind you that we do these podcast minis 3 times a week. And of course, we have our main podcast on it that drops every single Thursday. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. And that Thursday podcast, you can also watch us on YouTube. And once a month, we do our mailbag podcast. So wherever you're listening to, love to have you be a part of that mailbag podcast. You can send us in some questions. You can email them in to either lucas@ignited.org or to me at aaron@ignited.org. Or, of course, you can go to one of our YouTube videos, the latest podcast, and just leave a comment on YouTube. That would be awesome if you guys would leave a comment. We'd really appreciate it. And so you can ask a question there as well. It's been great to be with you guys, Podians. We'll see you guys next time.